Hello,
Hello,
Ken.
good evening. Good evening, sir. My name is Jay from Opinion Research. We just conducted a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your response to this study. Sir, can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I am.
Thank you. And scientists say climate change is getting worse through the fossil fuel use. Now, the floodings, the storms, and the wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, sir, how concerned are you personally about the climate change? Very concerned? So what concerned? Not too concerned or not at all concerned? What's your opinion?
Very concerned. Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Now, sir, would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you agree or disagree?
I would agree with that.
Okay. Strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
I would say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, now moving on. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of the climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Now, will you support or oppose this bill, sir?
I would support it.
If it comes up. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
They strongly support. Now, in recent analysis, found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Now, will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard, sir?
I would support it, depending on how it was.
So what?
I think the biggest issue is that large corporations, large, organizations are really the culprit of that, not so much, individual people. But yeah, I do support it.
In the city, okay. Now, I'm going through it real quick, the list of various proposals that are being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better. To be able to withstand the impacts of a climate change. After each, sir, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal. Now, the first proposal is increasing access to public transportation. Will you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Strongly support. Okay. How about the proposal of protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Okay. How about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it? Now, will you support or oppose this?
Yeah, strongly support.
Strongly support. How about improving electrical grid reliability? Will you support that proposal?
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support that proposal or oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. And the proposal of expanding quality health care in Maryland.
Strongly support. Strongest support.
Okay. And provided immediate relief after natural disaster. Will you support that proposal?
Yeah, I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. I think we need more details on that one. But yeah, I do support it.
Okay. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Okay. I'm going to read each of them, and you can tell me if you find those statements very convincing. Somewhat convincing or not at all convincing. Okay, here's the first one.
Okay.
Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Now, is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
That's very convincing to me.
Very convincing. Okay. Now, the communities who have contributed to the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Now, public investments and the infrastructure needed to protect all the Marylanders if it's necessary, step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Now, sir, is that a statement very convincing? Somewhat convincing? Not too convincing? Or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat convincing. I understand the concept of how inequities might result from climate change, but the statement lacks some specificity, so I would say you need more there. But I'd say somewhat convincing.
Right.
I get the broader concept, but I don't think it has enough detail. Yeah.
I understand. Now, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Believe me. Now, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warming the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's not only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Now, is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Do you have a stronger option than very convincing? Yes, I 100% agree with that.
I'm very convincing. Okay, no, I had nothing more than that, but thank you, sir. If a lawmaker, well, we're almost done. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuels, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will have no impact on your opinion?
It would have no impact.
It will have no impact. Okay. If a lawmaker were to support a bill that make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion on that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Enhance.
Enhance. Thank you. Now, moving on. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay for a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion on the lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or no impact?
Enhance.
Enhance. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil gas companies pay a share of that cost? Even if those costs are passed on to consumers, will you strongly support that? Somewhat support?
I strongly
support. Okay. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, from who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Thank you, sir. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. It will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. And which of the following age group do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
One more time. I'm sorry. I didn't pass.
I'm sorry. Do you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64 or 65?
35 to 49.
Okay, thank you. And which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm a registered Democrat.
A Democrat, thank you. And is your race a white, African-American, or other?
White.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure
talking
to you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.